Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Now, we talk about lots of things here at Studio Classroom, right? Sometimes we talk about superstars. Sometimes we talk about awesome places and technology and movies and sports. Well, do you like bridges? Yeah, that's right. You heard me. We're going to talk about bridges today, those things you cross to get over a river. The title of our lesson is By Way of a Footbridge. Ah, yes. Not just any bridges, but footbridges, those things you walk across. This is also called a pedestrian bridge. A pedestrian bridge. In our lesson, we'll learn about unique pedestrian bridges around the world, starting with the Rolling Bridge in London. Okay, I know you have your magazine open, so let's begin.
By Way of a Footbridge. So what is the big fuss about footbridges? Imagine you want to cross a very busy road with no crosswalk. Would you dart across the street, avoiding cars as you go? Or would you take a few extra minutes and cross by way of the nearby footbridge? Think about it. A footbridge, aka a pedestrian bridge, is a bridge over land or water. Footbridges are built specifically for foot traffic, and at times for bikers. Footbridges, found over busy roads, railroad tracks or rivers, give pedestrians a safe way to cross areas that are dangerous.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 fuss 这个名词。fuss 是指大惊小怪或紧张不安或情绪高涨。例如 Ricky made such a fuss when he found out his younger brother had worn his favorite T-shirt. 当 Ricky 发现弟弟穿了他最爱的 T-shirt 的时候超生气的。或者是 Irene made no fuss when she was fired. She just left the office calmly. Irene 知道自己被开除时并没有太大的反应，只是平静地离开办公室。她的形容词是字尾加上 y 变成 fussy。Fussy 是指爱挑剔的或者是难以满足的。例如 My son is a fussy eater. 我的儿子非常挑食。其实我们看 dart 这个不及物动词。dart 是指飞奔或猛冲。注意它要加上介系词才能够加受词。例如 The thief darted across the street and fled from the police. 这名小偷快速地穿过街道躲过了警察的追捕。或者是 The boy dartedBehind the trees so his brother wouldn't be able to find him. 这个小男孩闪到树的后面不要让哥哥发现他。Dart 也可以当名词意思是飞镖。例如 Nicholas challenged his father to a game of darts. Nicholas 跟爸爸比了一场飞镖。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, Rebecca, this is a really great lesson. Do you know why?
Why?
Because you wrote it.
Oh, yeah. I wrote this lesson. And let me tell you, when I was first assigned this topic, I thought, seriously? We have a 3-day lesson about footbridges? What is the big fuss about footbridges? Why footbridges?
Well, before we get to that phrase, we want to talk about that too. But let's go back to the title, and then we can figure out what the big fuss is.About footbridges. But in that title, friends, you see this phrase, by way of something. And we wanted to talk about this. By way of, that means with this method. So, with the method of using a footbridge. That basically means you use this phrase by way of when you want to discuss transportation of some kind.
For example, have you ever been to Green Island?
Yes.
Oh, I love Green Island.
It's very
hot. It's a great place. It can be a bit warm. Anyway, when I went to Green Island, I went by way of a boat. But some of the other people in my group went by way of an airplane.
Oh, good example. Exactly. There are different ways to get to Green Island. So here we're learning in our lesson called By Way of a Footbridge, not just any old bridge, but a footbridge. And Rebecca asks the question, so what is the big fuss about footbridges? And I love that you use that phrase, Rebecca. What is the big fuss about something? You use this when you're not sure why people are talking so much about something or why something is so popular. You know, like you said before, why do we need to teach about footbridges for 3 days?
Well, that is exactly what was going through my mind when I found out we were learning about footbridges. But I found and discovered there are some really cool footbridges. Anyway, back to this phrase. Here is another way that you can use this phrase. Let's say that a lot of people are getting ready to go to this camp. Mm-hmm. It's really, really expensive and lots of people are going. There's a lot of excitement. I might say, seriously, what is the big fuss about camp? Isn't it just like any other camp?
Right. What is the big fuss? Sometimes I hear people use this phrase when talking about certain celebrities. They don't understand why somebody is so famous or so popular. What is the big fuss about that singer, right? So think of another way to use this phrase. But be careful. You don't want to start complaining about something. Sometimes people might use this phrase when they complain about something.
Ah, that's a good point. Well, our lesson begins. Imagine you want to cross a very busy road with no crosswalk. Let's stop for a moment and let's talk about that word crosswalk as a cross in it and the word walk.
That's right. And you know what a crosswalk is, ban ma xian. In some countries, they even call it a zebra walk. And so, Rebecca, do you ever wait for the light to turn green so you can walk across the crosswalk?
Well, of course I do.
Good.
But sometimes, this is terrible, I get impatient.
Uh-huh.
And I look to my left, I look to my right, there are no cars, so I dart across.
Yeah, you dart across, huh?
Yeah, so I go really fast.
Yeah, that's good. Because you want to make sure that there are no children watching, so you're not setting a bad example.
And I don't want the police officers to see me.
That's true. You know, in some countries or cities, it's more strict than others, right? If you walk across when you're not supposed to, that is called jaywalking, J-A-Y, walking. But in this picture, you see a picture of a footbridge, okay? Now, this is not a bridge over a street, a busy street, so there are many different kinds of footbridges. Some might go over a river of some kind.
Well, we read a footbridge, a.k.a. a pedestrian bridge. Mm-hmm. So a pedestrian bridge is another name for a footbridge. It's a bridge over land or water. Footbridges are built specifically for foot traffic and, at times, for bikers.
And there's something in that sentence we'd like to talk about. It's a little phrase, at times. Okay, it means sometimes, or in this case, in certain cases, or it depends on the bridge.
For example, most of the time, I only drink water or tea. Mm-hmm. However, at times, you'll actually find me drinking
coffee.
A little bit of, no, not coffee, milk tea.
Ah, milk tea, right. She never drinks coffee.
Nope.
So friends, this is a useful phrase, at times. All right. Well, let's continue here, learning something new in
the Info Cloud. Hello, friends. Welcome to Info Cloud. English is filled with nouns that give us a very clear and specific understanding of a particular thing.
Today we want to look at nouns that refer to types of waterways. A waterway is any body of water that can be navigated by ship.
While oceans and seas can be considered waterways, we're going to focus on ones that are a little smaller. First, let's look at river. A river is a large natural body of water that flows across land in a particular direction and empties out into a larger body of water, such as a lake or an ocean.
Another popular waterway for ships is a canal. There is one major difference between rivers and canals. Rivers are natural, while canals are man-made.
Sometimes there isn't a convenient river to use to transport goods from one place to another,
So people create one. Canals can also be used to link larger bodies of water together, like the Suez Canal, which connects the Mediterranean and Red Seas.
One final waterway we want to look at today is called a channel. A channel is a narrow body of water between two land masses that connect two larger bodies of water, especially two seas.
One famous channel is the English Channel, which connects the North Sea with the Atlantic Ocean. Another name for a narrow body of water that connects two larger bodies of water is a strait. Straits are considered a type of channel. And of course, there are many other types of waterways and names for bodies of water. How many do you know?
Waterway 字面上是水道，指的就是可以行驶船只的航道。River 河流是天然的 waterway， 而人工的 waterway 就是 canal 运河。注意这个字的拼法 canal， 这个字千万不要跟另一个字混淆 channel channel， channel 是海峡，例如 the English Channel 就是英吉利海峡。另外有一种 channel 叫做 strait， 中文也翻海峡，像台湾海峡就叫做The Taiwan Strait. 这就是今天的 Info Cloud. 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Today we're learning with a lesson called By Way of a Footbridge.You know, there are a lot of dangerous roads and streets out there. Some of them have crosswalks, and you have to wait for the light to turn green before you can cross. Maybe there's a footbridge nearby, or also called a pedestrian bridge. Would you rather try to dart across the street trying to avoid cars, or perhaps walk safely over the footbridge?You know, there are many famous footbridges around the world. Let's learn about one now called the Rolling Bridge.
By way of a footbridge. Let's look at some amazing footbridges around the world. The Rolling Bridge.Would you believe me if I told you that some bridges spend most of their time curled up? Well, check out the Rolling Bridge in London. This bridge spends most of its time rolled up on one side of the Grand Union Canal. Every Friday at noon, the bridge unfolds, giving people a few minutes to cross from one side to the other. And then the bridge curls back up.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 curl 这个动词。curl 是指卷曲或弯曲。例如 Lucy's hair curls naturally. Lucy 的头发是自然卷。curl 也指使卷曲或使弯曲。例如 The girl curled her hair for her big date tonight. 这个女孩为了今晚重要的约会把头发上了卷子。如果是加上 er 这个字尾 curler 是指发卷。例如 The old lady forgot to take the curlers out of her hair when she left home. 这位老太太出门的时候忘记把发卷拆掉。最后我们看的是 unfold 这个动词。un 是否定的字首 ,fold 是指折叠。所以 unfold 就是指打开、展开或者是摊开。例如 Laura unpacked her luggage, unfolded her clothes and hung them up. Laura 把行李打开把衣服摊开之后把它们挂了起来。或者是 The captain unfolded the navigation chart and marked the ship's current position. 船长摊开了航海图标示出船的目前位置。Unfold 也有抽象的意思是指发展或呈现。例如 As the plot unfolds, you'll find out the heroine is actually innocent. 随着剧情发展你就会发现女主角其实是无辜的。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, so now we're going to take a look at different footbridges around the world. let's start with the Rolling Bridge in London. We read here, "Would you believe me if I told you that some bridges spend most of their time curled up?" And let's stop right now to talk about that phrase at the beginning. Would you believe me if I told you? You use this when you want to say something surprising, or maybe the opposite of what your hearer believes or already knows.
For example, would you believe me if I told you that cats slept about 18 hours a day?
Does Mittens sleep 18 hours a day, Rebecca?
Well, not Mittens, because she's a baby, and she plays a lot. But on average, most cats sleep between 16 and 18 hours a day. Would you believe me?
Well, yeah, actually, now I believe you, because you're a pretty trustworthy person.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've done your research. Yeah, very nice. You know, there's a related phrase.
What's that?
Would you believe me if I told you? I might also say, believe it or not, right? So, believe it or not, some bridges spend most of their time curled up.
Ah, believe it or not. Well, here's another way you can use this phrase, believe it or not. It's already time to start thinking about next year's camp. So let's say that you just got back from summer camp and you think you get a break. Believe it or not, you got to already start thinking about next year's camp.
All right. Maybe you've heard of this museum called Ripley's Believe It or Not, and there's a show as well, or at least there used to be. And it's pretty interesting because they present facts about the world that are kind of strange or unusual about some things in the world. Well, would you believe me if I told you that some bridges spend most of their time curled up? Let's take a look at another phrase in this sentence, to spend most of one's time doing something. Now, you use this when you want to say some kind of special fact about something. For example, Rebecca shared an interesting fact about cats. They spend most of their time sleeping.
Yes, they actually do. And lions, they're related to cats. They also spend most of their time sleeping, and then they just wake up to go kill some animal for their meal.
Nice.
And then they go back to sleep.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Quite a life, right?
Yeah. Rebecca, do you spend most of your time thinking about tea?
Do I spend most of my time thinking about tea? Mm-hmm. That's a very good question. No, not really, actually.
Okay,
but
good.
I know you spend most of your time thinking about coffee.
In the morning. I spend most of my morning thinking about coffee if I haven't had a cup yet. But let's continue here. There's something else we want to talk about. Three words that are related. the next sentence says, well, check out the Rolling Bridge in London. This bridge spends most of its time rolled up on one side of the Grand Union Canal. And the next sentence says,
well, every Friday at noon, the bridge unfolds, giving people a few minutes to cross from one side to the other, and then the bridge curls back up.
So let's take a look at these three verbs that Rebecca included in today's lesson. They're used in kind of a similar way, which is why we wanted to talk about the slight differences, okay? If you curl something, that means you bend it in a circular way. People say they can curl their fingers like this.
You can also curl your hair. Cats can be curled up in a little ball as they're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of great ways to use this word curl.
And then there's roll, which is repeatedly turning something over into itself. Like you can roll up a carpet.
Right, or you can roll up the towel, roll up the blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of things you can also roll up.
And then there's the word fold, okay? That means you're bending over the parts of that thing. And not necessarily in a circular way.
Like folding the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't curl the clothes, you fold the clothes.
And so this rolling bridge, well, it spends a lot of its time rolled up or curled up, and then it unfolds to let people walk across the bridge. Friends, right now it is time for the SC Challenge.
Yes. Well, it's time for the SC Challenge, but friends, you already know that. And look who's here today.
Hello, everyone. I'm David.
It's David. So David, today's lesson is about footbridges. It's
right.
called By Way of a Footbridge. When you're crossing the street, would you prefer to use a footbridge or would you rather just run across the street?
I would use the bridge.
You would use the footbridge, mm-hmm. even if it takes a little extra time.
Yeah, because I had some close to accidents. I had some close encounters.
Oh, so there's been a few times where you were almost in an accident.
Mm-hmm.
A car almost hit you?
Yep.
Ah, so it's probably better to take the footbridge
That's
then.
That's right.
Well, I have three questions for you about today's lesson.
Okay.
Friends, try to answer these questions as well. Number one, what is another name for a footbridge? A, a pedestrian bridge. B, a pathway. C, a train bridge. Or D, a Passover.
A?
A, a pedestrian bridge. That is correct.
Yeah.
Good job. 1 point for David.
Right.
Next question, number two. Where might you find a footbridge? A, over busy traffic. B, over railroad tracks. C, over rivers. Or D, all of the above.
I would have to say D, all of the above.
That is correct. And last question. In our lesson, we talk about a bridge, a special bridge called the rolling bridge. How often does the rolling bridge unfold? A, once a month. B, once a week. C, twice a month. Or D, every day.
Was it B?
B, once a week. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Well, that is the correct answer. The rolling bridge unfolds once a week on Fridays at noon. Well, you know, you did a great job. You got 3 points.
Thank you.
Out of three. And friends, I know you did a great job too. So we'll see you next time for the SC Challenge.
Well, that was really cool. I'm glad we learned about the rolling bridge with our footbridge lesson.
Well, Gabe, would you believe me if I told you that we have two more days about footbridges?
Two more days?
Two more days, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yes.
Well, you
yes.
better believe it because...
Footbridges.
We do. Friends, thank you for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow right here on
Studio Classroom. For more on footbridges.
Bridges.
She'll be a friend for life. A friend loves at all times. A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.